家早上好。
At the end of August, I had the opportunity to join a study tour and we went to Egypt.
在八月底，我有一个机会去埃及参加一个团。
And ever since I got back, I think that God has put something in my heart to share with the rest of you guys and the brothers and sisters here.
自从我回来之后，神放在我心里想要跟你们分享的一些东西。
So I am up here taking the first opportunity to share with you.
所以我现在在这个第一个机会里面来要分享我心里想说的一些话。
The study tour, there's about 50 of us.
在这个团里大概有50个人。
We actually follow the steps of Moses through the wilderness.
我们跟着摩西的脚踪在旷野里面。
As you guys all know, that when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, they were wandering in the wilderness for about 40 years.
像你们知道，当神把以色列人带出埃及的时候，他们在旷野里面40年。
And through that 40 years, they actually traveled through 42 different stations.
在这40年里面，他们经过了42个站。
In our study tour, we actually cover most of the 14 stations of their journey.
在这个团，在这一次旅游里面，我们大概走了大概40个站。
前面
的14个站。
Yeah. So there's a lot of historical events that happened, and what we did is we actually found those places in the Bible that the Bible mentioned, and we went to visit those places.
当我们在看这些地方的时候，也发现了很多历史的踪迹，历史的事情。
It's just such a great blessing to actually be in a place where the Bible talks about and we read about it all the time and to be physically there.
真的是一个很大的福分，能去参观这些地方，特别是知道说真的是有这些历史的事情事故。
And I don't think I'll be able to explain everything that happened, and I think a lot of things that God has shown me, I still need to digest it and still need to come before the Lord and ask Him to show me.
我觉得我很多事情我可能已经解释不了，神还是要继续的让我有得到，继续的看见在这次旅行里面所经历的事情。
But I would like to share with you two or three things that I think God has really impressed upon my heart.
我想要跟你分享神放在我心里面的两三件事情。
The first thing that happened was in the place called Rephidim, which is the 10th station.
这第一件事情就是是在里非迪这一个第十个站所发生的事。
This is the place where right before they were to enter into the wilderness of Sinai, God.
这个是在去西乃山之前所发生的一件事。
God asked Moses to instruct the people to cleanse themselves so that they will be able to enter into the wilderness of Sinai, for that's the place that God would like to meet with them.
神叫摩西跟以色列的人说，他们要洁净自己，这个是他们进西乃山旷野之前的要所做的事情。
So there are a few things that happened there in the day that we travel through the place of Rephidim, and I would like to share that.
我就需要分享我们去参观这个地方的时候所发生一些事。
First of all, we have to go up this huge mountain. We have to actually climb it and on foot.
第一件事情，我们得要越过这个山，就是要爬山。
And there's a temple. The point of us going up there is to see a temple. There's a temple.
主要的目的是看一个庙。
The temple is dedicated to a goddess of love.
那个是纪念爱神的一个庙。
They think that by theory that maybe when the Israelites they passed through Rephidim and they saw the temple of this goddess, and she has like ears of horn, and they think that that's one of the reasons why when they build the golden calf, you know, they kind of remember what they saw, and that's why they like the image of the golden calf has horns.
他们当那些以色列人经过这个地方的时候，看见这个爱神的形象，然后所以这个爱神形象是有金牛角的那个样子，所以可能就是在他们下山之后在见那个金牛的时候，是想到这个爱神的庙里面的那一个形象。
So we were going up that day. I don't know.
所以当那一天我们上去的时候
I don't know if it's because I was tired and it was really hot and I was getting nauseated or dehydrated. I don't know.
我不知道那天我当我上去的时候，我不知道是因为我是太累了，还是缺水分，还是怎么样？我是觉得好像有很心里很偶尔。
Or maybe I'm just not physically fit. I don't know.
可能我就是不是很健壮。
But it was really tough for me to actually go up there.
我觉得我上去，我觉得那个是一个件很难的事情。
And I adapted the attitude of the Israelites.
我有那以色列人的那个态度。
I started complaining.
我开始埋怨。
And I complained that it was so hot. It was so tiring. I'm so like there's no water. I'm dying of thirst.
我埋怨说，哎呀，我太累了，我怎么这么热？然后我又没有水，我觉得很渴，我大概死了。
I sounded like the Israelites.
我觉得很像那些以色列人。
But on that day, all of a sudden, God hit me really hard.
而那一天，神突然间在我心里面有一个显明。
He told me that, "Do you see why they complain?"
而且你有没有看见为什么他们会埋怨？
Do you see that you are just like them?
你知不知道你就像他们一样？
I don't really know why the Israelites, you know, what their root problem is when they complain to the Lord.
我不知道当以色列人他们向神埋怨的时候，他们是为了什么原因？
But I know that my root problem, that heart of wanting to complain, comes from the fact that I do not find my satisfaction in the Lord.
可是我知道我埋怨的原因是因为我在神里面没有找到满足。
And why am I not satisfied in Him?
为什么在他里面我没有满足呢？
Because I don't trust Him.
因为我不相信他。
I don't trust that in the midst of desert that He can provide streams of water.
我不相信在沙漠里面他可以有泉源。
I mean, I know that. I grew up with godly parents and they tell me that.
头脑里面我知道，因为我是在一个基督家庭长大的。
And with my intellect, I can tell myself that you know all these things and just know that, but it doesn't matter until you believe it in your heart.
在脑子里面我知道，可是一直到我心里面相信，那是没有用的。
So that day, I think on that mount, God dealt with the attitude of my heart.
所以那一天，神对付了我的态度。
And there's a lot of pride.
而且我很多骄傲。
There's a heart of competition.
很多我的心每次很有一个竞争的心。
And just like God told the Israelites that unless you cleanse yourself, you are not.You can't see my face.
就像神告诉那些以色列人，一直到你洁净你的心，你不能看见我的颜面。
So I think it's kind of ironic, or maybe it's God's blessing, or He's in His wisdom, He dealt with me before I enter into Mount Sinai the next day.
所以就像那些以色列人一样，在我进西乃山之前，神已经对付了我的态度。
And the second thing that happened was about 2 years ago.
第二件发生的事情是在两年前。
I was driving with a friend of mine. We were driving down to Dallas.
我跟一个朋友开车到达勒斯。
And on the way back,
在回家的路上
，I keep on praying to the Lord.
我一直向主祷告。
Because I felt like I was in the desert.
我觉得我好像在沙漠里面，旷野里面。
And I feel like, in the past maybe 4 or 5 years that I have been in Kansas City.
我觉得在我在肯萨斯州在这四五年里
It's probably the darkest years of my life.
是我生命中最黑暗的一段时间
Because I have lost my direction.
因为我失去了我的方向
And I don't know what I'm doing.
我也不知道我在做什么
And I just feel like in my spirit I was very sorrowful.
我觉得我在我的灵里面是很悲伤的
AndI don't know why I am working.
我不知道为什么我在做工。
I lost the purpose why I become a nurse.
我失去了为什么我成为护士的原因。
And I don't see what's ahead of me.
我看不到在我将来的一些事将我的将来。
So that day, two years ago on the way back, my prayer to the Lord is that, Lord, that you would turn this desert into holy ground.
就在那两年前，当我开车回来的时候，我就向主祷告：“主啊，请你把这沙漠变成 圣洁的地方。
And I don't really know what that means actually when I pray that prayer.
当我祷告的时候，我也还不明白我到底祷告什么。
And I think it's just in my heart, there was, it just prompted me to ask the Lord that.
就是可是我的心里面有一个提醒叫我就这样向主祷告。
So, it was that the morning that we actually went to Mount Sinai.
所以在那一天旅程里面我上去西乃山的时候
God brought back that prayer in my heart.
神又把又向我提醒了你这个祷告
And we woke up at 2:00 in the morning.
我们在凌晨两点钟起身
And we went up on foot.
我们是就是步行
It took us about 3 hours.
大概三个小时
We went all the way up to Mount Sinai to see sunrise.
上到西乃山去看那个天亮日出
and that morning I don't think I can describe fully what the Lord did in my heart
在那天早上我形容不出主在我心里面的做工
and I, all I can say is that I was sitting in the majesty of the Lord like
all the, 我只可以讲说我是坐在主的荣耀里面
and all the things around usLike the mountain and everything, the sunrise, it really shows to me the magnificence of our Lord.
在我们的四周围，那个山，那个日出，就显出了主的作为主的荣耀，主荣光。
And I feel like, how can you not praise Him, Cindy?
我讲，我在我心里，我就对自己说，你怎么能不称赞他
？How can you not love Him and how can you
你怎么能不爱他？
And worship him.
你怎么能不敬拜他？
And he just and the God that created all the things that around me.
主
The God that created all the things around me.
Sorry. 主创造了在我四周围的一切东西。
He's the same God that led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他是同样的一个主，把那个以色列的人带出埃及。
And He's able to bring His people out of Egypt into wilderness.
他能把以色列人从埃及里面带出，一直进入到旷野里面。
The reason is very simple.
那个原因很简单。
Because He's able.
因为他能。
Because He can provide for them.
因为他能供应我们。
And He's accountable for everything that's in their lives.
他是完完全全他们的主宰。
And the same God is active in my life and in your life.
同样的，这个主是在你的，是在我们当中，是在你我的生命里面。
And I think I have to stumble through my wilderness and my desert in darkness is because I didn't see that.
我觉得我，得在我生命里面，有些跌倒，有些经过这些困难，因为我没有看见到这些事情。
And I'm so grateful that God brought me to a place where
我很感激主把我带到这个地方。
He physically displayed everything before me.
他在他在肉体里面让我看见到发生的一些事情。
In order to illustrate to me the spiritual lessons that He wants to show me.
让从这些里面画出那幅图画，我灵里面应该做的这些事情。
And by providing for me physically in the desert.
然后而且在特别是在旷野里面供应了我
He's telling me and he's reassuring me that
他告诉了我抚慰了我
that in the same way
在同样的方法
he will also provide for me for all the spiritual lessons and whatever suffering trial so whatever it is he will be responsible for that
在我灵里面的挣扎在我灵里面经过的困难他也会同样的供应我
and he provides
他是一个供应者
and it's funny how God turns wilderness and desert into holy ground. It's not so much of a physical thing taking you geographically out of a place.
很奇妙的，神当他把旷野改成圣洁的地的时候，他不是直接换那个地方
but rather it is an attitude of the heart
而是在态度里面的改变
and I praise the Lord
然后我称赞主
for God,
我赞美主
for allowing me to see this
让我能看到这一件事
and allowing me to see the light that's at the end of the tunnel
可以让我看到 前面的那一个光。
And so I prepared a slideshow for.
我准备了一些幻的片。
It has pictures of all the things. Well, some of the pictures that.
它有一些照片。
I didn't take it. My friend Christina took it because I didn't have a
camera. 我的朋友 Christina 的照片。
So I have prepared it, and there are two songs that will be playing in the background.
然后背后会有两首歌。
And I just really wish that you guys can really listen to the words.
我真的很希望你们能注意的听那个歌词。
Because you really express my heart to the Lord.
因为它真的是形容我的心，对向主的心。
And And I think, I think the songs and the lyrics explains it better, and can describe what.
那个歌词跟那个音乐。
What my heart would like to share and give and offer to God.
形容了我想向主献上的我的心。
Okay.
谢谢。
That's what you are. hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. He'll hold that cross as Jesus died. The wrath of God was satisfied for every sin.
Good morning.
大家早。
Okay. city of Manchester. Well, I'm sure. My name is Raymond.
Oh, 我叫 Raymond.
Yeah, and I came with I came with the young adults here.
我跟着这边的年轻人一起来。
Yeah, we're I think
这个聚会。
I think we're a smaller, newer group to this church.
我们是这个教会一个新的小组。
And sadly, we'll be departing soon.
很可惜的，很多人不久就要离开。
But I just wanted to share with you today my experiences.
今天我要分享一些我在这里的经历。
I came to Kansas City last year around the same time.
我去年在大概这个时候来到肯萨斯。
And I did not know one single person.
我不认识，我根本没不认识人。
Yeah.
这里的人
yeah, because I didn't tell anyone I was coming to Kansas City.
因为我没有告诉其他的人我会来 Kansas City.
I was kind of embarrassed about Kansas City.
我觉得挺害臊的，而且挺失望的。
Yeah, yeah. But when I came here, I was very fortunate to find this church.
可是当我来的时候，很幸运的我找到这一个教会。
And the way that I find this church is actually the very weird circumstance.
找到这个教会的情况也还是挺奇怪的。
And I can only say that it is probably by the will of God.
我可以讲这个是神的旨意。
That I found this particular church.
让我找到这个教会。
Because it was actually a coworker who actually kept asking me to come.
因为我一个同事一直邀请我来这个教会。
And you might have remembered him.
你可能会记得。
He also shares the same last name as me, Chan.
他跟我有同一个姓，都姓陈。
Yeah, but he's left for London now.
他已经去了伦敦。
But and because he was so outgoing and not scared of asking people, I guess.
因为他很外向，而且不怕邀请人。
He was kind of smart too. He invited me to a potluck at Ellen Chi's house.
而且他也挺聪明的，他是邀请我去参加一个晚餐，是在 Ellen 的家。
Yeah, and because I can't cook, of course I said yes.
因为我不会煮，所以我当然讲是好啊。
And so that's how I met the first group of fellowship.
就是这样，我就遇到了我们这些人。
And I know since then Ellen and both Bobby have left.
自从那一次 ，Alan 跟 Bobby 已经离开了这里。
But I feel that because of the initial, how you say, the initiative that they started.
因为他们已经开始了这个工作。
That actually our group of friends were able to meet and grow closer to God.
我们这一群朋友能一开始聚会，而且跟神更亲近。
Because because I just graduated college, actually.
因为我刚刚从大学毕业。
And during college, I kind of fell away from God.
在大学时期里面，我远离了神。
And I was concerned with other things that weren't very godly.
我注重了其他不是很神圣的事情。
But and actually, like Cindy, I was very lost and. And then the dark time.
就好像辛迪一样，我觉得很失落，好像在一个很黑暗的时代。
But and then in coming here to Kansas City, where I had almost nothing.
而且特别又来到肯萨斯城的时候，我根本一无所有。
I think God intended some of us, some of our close friends, to come to this place.
我觉得神让我们。特别是我们这几群朋友来到这一个地方。
Because we all had really basically only each other and God to depend on.
因为我们只有我们这一群人能依靠。
And I think I don't know the particular Bible verse, but there is one.
我不知道里面的内容，可是我有一个经节。
That says that only when you are stripped away.To your most barren.
当你一无所有的时候
，Can you actually fully depend and grow into God with God?
才可以在神里面有成长。
And so that's what happened.
所以就是因为这样。
And throughout this whole year, I I worked at Cerner.
在这一年里面，我在 Cerner 里面工作。
But even doing that, during the start of this summer.
可是在这一个夏天的开始。
I was growing restless again.
我又开始觉得很茫茫无目标。
Yeah, and it's because I guess it's my own, because I thought that I was growing in God.
我觉得我是在神里面又长大了。
But during a conversation with a close friend.
可是在跟一个好朋友的交谈之中。
Ellen Chi.
Ellen.
She actually made me realize.
她让我发现到。
That I was still depending on my own strength.
我还是靠着我自己的力量。
And that my own ambitions were.
我自己的野心。
Were still struggling within me.
还是在我里面心里面挣扎。
And that I needed to let go.
我必须把这个放弃。
And when I did do that, then.
当我真的放弃的时候。
Then I just didn't become so restless anymore.
我就没有不会这么烦躁了。
And it's similar to a situation with her family.
就好像她的跟她的家庭情况也很相像。
Where they were at a turning point.
他们也是在一个转捩点。
And they didn't know whether to go to this new place for a new opportunity or stay here in Kansas City.
他们也不知道他们应该去这个新的地方有新的机会，还是留在肯萨斯城里面。
So it was during this time that I actually sat down and actually began to read the Bible.
就在这段时期里面，我才真正的坐下来读圣经。
Because even up until this summer, when I read the Bible,
在这夏天之前，当我在我读这圣经之前
，and I'm sure a lot of the kids are like this.
我觉得很多这边的年轻的朋友应该也是这样。
We don't actually read the Bible.
我没有真正的读考察这个圣经。
And because there is a message underneath the words that you have to pray to the Holy Spirit to.
在这他神的话语里面还有另外一段话语，我们需要。跟神祷告才能了解。
And when I started actually spending real time with God and to seek His word.
当我真正与神有交通的时候，而且真正寻找他话语的时候
，I was able to actually calm down and not be so restless.
我才能真正的平静下来，没有觉得这么烦躁。
And a good verse is Psalm 37:34.
一个好的经节是在诗篇三十七篇三十四节。
And it says, "Wait for the Lord and keep His way; He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it."
他说，你当等候耶和华，遵守他的道，他就抬举你，使你承受土地。恶人被切除的时候，你必看见。
Because I know it's difficult to wait patiently for God to speak His word when we want to change so fast.
我觉得是一件很难的事情，就是当我们要改变，我们觉得要改变的时候，还得安静的在神面前安静的等候。
But God promises that if we submit ourselves and our will to Him.
可是神应许了，当我们把一切把我们的旨意交托给他的时候。
In His own time, He will honor us, and when we are ready, He will give us the task that is for us.
在他的时间里面，他会抬举我们，而且他会给我们他会给我们那个工作。
Yeah, because each of us has our own different skills.
因为我们个人有个人的技术。
And it takes time to develop these skills.
而且需要有这个时间来磨练这个技术。
And I've always tried to rush it or find shortcuts.
我每次想找进阶，或者是想要把那个技术更快的学好。
Because I'm not one, I don't really have patience.
因为我没有耐心。
But that's another quality that God has.Instilled in, I think, a lot of us here.
可是这个就是因为这样，神也教了我这个功课， 有耐心，也交了我们很多的一些朋友。
And he uses people such as the church and the new family that I found here.
而且他用了周围的人，就好像这个教会跟我在这边找到的新家庭。
To help develop these skills.
来发展这一些技术。
And for that, I'm very grateful and blessed to a lot of you.
因为这样，我很感激你们，谢谢大家。
Too many names to name.
太多名字了，说不出。
But,
说不清。
But you all know who you are.
你们知道你们是谁。
And so, I had a conversation with Uncle Emil.
我跟 Uncle Emil 有一些交通。
And he once said that he would preach. He was only specifically to the young adults, or that he would only selectively choose who to preach to.
他说过，他只有针对一些年轻人会向他们有一些交通，向他们说话。
Yeah, because only some people are able to listen. Yeah.
因为他说只有一些人才真正能听见。
Or ready for the message.
或者已经预备好了那颗心来听见。
And from if you met me, I think last year or even 5 months ago.
如果你在去年或者在五个月前见到我的话。
I looked like I wasn't ready for anything.
我看起来根本是完全好像没有准备好。
But I encourage, but it's actually through the even the small acts of kindness.
可是经过小小的一些好事善事。
Whether it's feeding, like you know, like giving food, potlucks.
就好像说食物啊potluck.
Or just
聚餐。
Having little meetings after Bible study.
或者是在星期五晚上的一些聚会，查经后的聚会。
All of these acts are like mustard seeds, like the parable of the mustard seeds.
全部这些就好像那些芥末的种子。
That the it's like planting little seed everywhere.
就好像在到处都有种这些小种子。
And we're not concerned whether the I don't think that we should be concerned whether they are ready to hear it or not.
我们不需要注重他们到底是已经准备好要听了吗？
Because I think in God's own time,
因为在神的时间里面，
they'll make the seeds bloom.
那些种子就会长，就会发芽。
So in that respect, I just wanted to thank you for everybody for.
所以就因为这样，我要感谢大家。
For being so kind and
对我这么好
open to me and my group of friends and
特别是像我这些朋友敞开了你们的心
and I know we are all sad to leave
因为我知道我们全部都要离开了所以觉得很悲伤
but be how do you say secure安全
就是觉得很安全我觉得很安全
安全 that we will be yeah in that because I once asked if I was ready to leave also
有一次我有问我到底准备好可以离开了吗
but I believe that God has started something
可是我知道神已经开始了一些工作。
And as Christians, we have to continually keep on moving.
而且像基督徒，我们必须得前往，必须得前进。
And keep on growing.
继续的成长。
Like the verse that we just learned in Bible study.
就好像我们在查经班读的一个经节。
Second Peter verse 1.
彼得后书。
Yeah, I'm not going to read it, but you can read it on your own time.
彼得后书第一章。
It talks about building upon the basics of being a Christian.
他有述说到基督徒的基本，然后一直继续的发展。
And how we have to continually practice.
而且继续的磨练，继续的运用。
So that we continually go up the slide.
所以我们可以继续的前往，继续的上进。
Because if we stop,
因为如果我们停止的话
，we will fall back down.
我们就会后退。
And so I'm going to have to, I think that God brought me here for that very reason.
所以我觉得神带我来这里是就是为了这个原因。
If you know me at work,
如果你知道我是做在做工的。
I don't really work.
我不是真的，我不是真的有做工。
But spiritually, the.
可是在灵性方面。
This year I have found God again.
在这一年里面，我又找到神了。
Whom I initially lost faith in.
我之前我已经是失去了信心。
And God uses this time.
神用了这段时间。
This place.
这个地方。
To prepare me spiritually.
预备了我的灵性方面。
Before going back.
在我回去之前已经预备了我。
Because I think I was going to school for the wrong reason.
因为我知道我如果回去上学的话是为了错的原因，不对的原因。
Yeah, a very selfish, greedy reason.
为了很自私，很贪图的原因。
Yeah, all I saw were dollar signs.
我看到的全部都是钱。
But I just want to leave today with a verse from Psalm 39:9-10.
可是在主之前，我想再读一段经节，是在诗篇139篇。
And it says, "If I rise on the wings of the dawn."
再从第九节，我若展开清晨的翅膀。
If I settle on the far side of the sea.
在海底居住。
Even there, your hand will guide me.
就是在那里，你的手必引导我。
And your right hand will hold me fast.
你的右手也必扶持我。
And basically, that verse sums up, I think, a lot of our current lives and what we have to look forward to because.
这个经节已经总结了我们很多人的生命里面得盼望的一些事情。
Because to me, the future is never set.
因为在我来而言，我们的将来是不定的。
I never believed that you had to do something.
我从来不相信你一定得做一些事情。
And so, but I know that I have to do this for God.
可是我知道我得做这件事情是为了神。
I realize that now.
我现在明白了。
And because no matter what you do, He will be by your side.
因为不管你怎么做，他永远是在你旁边。
And he will give you the support and the family that you need.
他会给你支持，给你扶持，和家庭。
And with that, I leave you today.
所以就这样，我在这告别了。
那一篇。139篇，我们要念的是17节和18节的上半句。我来念啊，神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多，我若数点比海沙更多。我们一起来念。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多，我若数点比海沙更多。还有一点时间，不过还有要交通的弟兄姊妹，我想请你们原谅啊，可不可以请你们移到下一次啊？这个月的第五个礼拜啊，还有交通见证分享的时间，因为差不多还有十分钟，我想做什么呢？因为在英文组的聚会里面有两组，有一组是听 A 级的啊，读小学读。初中高中的弟兄姊妹啊，是几乎都是 弟兄姊妹们的孩子啊。那另外一批的啊，是在做事的啊，这些年轻人啊，像 Layman 啊，像 Cindy， 像 Jerry 啊，啊，还有其他的啊，可能有些人认识啊，有些人不认识啊。他们神把他们带到 Kansas 工作啊，时间有些人比较长一点啊，像 Mark 啊，像他时间就比较久一点啊。那像有些就比较短一点啊，像 Damon 一年啊，差不多就要离开啊。像有些人，那他们去了以后，很感谢神在这一段的里面。弟兄姊妹，如果你看 Damon， 你会觉得，我不知道你对他印象怎么样啊。我第一次看到他的时候很不喜欢，sorry 啊，我也很真实啊。那不喜欢是什么？是不是他不好？是我不好？我怎么不好呢？我有一个对于一个基督徒的或者来教会的一个年轻人的一个样式。但是呢，他们来的时候呢，这一批来的时候，你会觉得哇，真是，我是很感谢神在服侍他们的弟兄姊妹，实在是神给他们很大的恩典，把这一批人啊，会不会我这样讲不知道合适不合适？像那大卫有一天逃到亚杜兰洞里面去啊，那里面有些人就跑到洞里面啊，是那些现在的心里受窘迫的困苦的。但是怎么样，他们在那个洞里面过了一段时间以后都变化了，所以他们在这段的时间里面啊，实在背后有很多的弟兄姊妹们为他们祷告啊。所以今年的八月份有一个英文的聚会啊，神实在是特别为他们预备的啊，特别为他们预备啊，那神把很多的恩典给他们。所以我当听瑞敏在交通的时候，我现在蛮喜欢他的啊，特别是这次那个英文聚会以后，那我为什么会喜欢他啊？是因为我改变了，不是他改变了，其实他也改变，我也改变啊。因为我看见啊，他在那边成长啊。啊，看见他成长。如果他是我的儿子的话，他的扣那衣服的扣子没有扣的话，我会骂他的。但是我看到妹妹的时候，我不敢骂他，对吧？因为在之前啊，他的情形啊更糟糕啊，我这变了哈。所以我一直在听的时候，主给我四个字在我心灵里面啊，本来开始是两个字啊，锐变啊。那另外啊，再加上两个字啊，生命的锐变啊。那么主，因为他跟主之间的关系越来越好，他的生命啊不断的什么在改变啊。弟兄姊妹，当我们看人的时候，实在是我们太狭窄了啊，用我们很有限的一个认识去看人的时候，就判断一个人啊，那个时候那个判断啊，常常是错误的。求主赦免我们啊，也求主拯救我们啊。我要交通的点是什么？因为这些孩子们啊，在布局要到别的地方去啊，他们的父母亲不在我们的中间，但是他神把他们摆在我们的中间，我们就是他们的父母。神家中，神把我们把他们放在我们的中间，我们应该好好为他们祷告啊。那另外一方面呢，我刚才说的幼师啊，这些孩子们啊，我们也是应该好好的为他们祷告。我想我们在座的有很多的弟兄姊妹啊，有些的孩子不在身边啊，已经到外面去读书或者去工作啊，我们也很需要为他们祷告。所以因此我请求啊，下面有一点的时间啊，一面为我们自己祷告，盼望神在我们的身上，我们的生命被改变啊！一面我们也为着我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们、年轻的孩子们啊，在天上市的也好，或者是在外面的也好，我们为他们祷告啊，求神让这一位我们所信的神 成为他们最好的朋友。我们唱一首诗歌562首。愿这位亲爱的主耶稣成为我们每一位啊最好的朋友，无论在哪里啊，他都与我们同在。我们唱完以后呢，我们就有一点的时间啊，我们为自己祷告啊，也为他们祷告啊，把我们自己和把我们的孩子们啊，在近处的啊，在远处的啊，都把他们信托在这位有钉痕的主的手中。求主来保守，来带领我们。